Well, Dean, obviously a very disappointing day at the office.
Yeah, very disappointing and frustrating because I didn't see that coming, and it's the first time I've had a performance like that from the players, to be honest, and made a few changes that we felt we needed. But unfortunately, you know, after they scored the first goal, they looked brighter on the ball. They looked like they had more energy and were more creative. You know, we've had a good chance on from the kickoff. You know, got it wide and was poured one back for Scott. I think if Scott leaves it, John McGinn's got a tap in into the net, empty net, but Scott unfortunately just sticks it wide, and then they go up the other end, and from a second phase corner they get a little bit of fortune because Lovra saves the first one. It ricochets back off the lad's shin and goes in, and then we have another chance with Scotty. Goalkeeper makes a really good save, not once but twice I think, and we looked then after a little bit like that. We felt sorry for ourselves and lacked a little bit of energy and drive, you know, and had to have a word with them at half time, wanted a reaction, and unfortunately, you know, they didn't have to do an awful lot to score the second goal, and you know, unfortunate for young Callum, and I understand the reaction from the supporters, but I didn't want him involved in, you know, I've seen the fans when they can turn here, you know, and I wanted to go 4-4-2, it's a cup game, and try and get into it, and put Codge on, and unfortunately for him, he was the one to come off, and then, you know, changed Henry for Wheelow as well, and I thought then we had a little bit of a go and some sustained pressure. Tom's had a chance from a corner at the back post, and we had a lot of ball into their box, into the forwards' feet, but we never quite worked a goal-scoring chance out of it, and then, you know, Leroy Ferd does really well to work a third goal for them, but he could have had five yellow cards today.
Was it too simplistic to say six changes, that was the reason for it today, or was there something a little bit more on?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wanted to go and win an FA Cup game today, and I put a team there, you know, I made five changes for the last game, but because this is an FA Cup game, everybody sees you resting the captain, and we had to, you know. I said before, the five games in 14 days or whatever it is an awful lot, and the mileage they've clocked. I mean, John McGinn was probably a surprise inclusion for many, but he's on 9 cautions. You know, cautions in this game are competition specific, so it doesn't matter if he gets booked. And certainly between now and March, I expect him to get cautioned between then, and if he does, he's got 2 game rest, so he can rest then. So there's no reason to leave him out of this game, even though the mileage he clocked up. And I just said to the players in there at the end, you know, the supporters here love John McGinn, and they love him because he plays like every game's his last game, and you know, we need to see a lot more players show that desire, but certainly in the FA Cup game today. And you know, at times, because you make a few changes, maybe the perception can be that, you know, it's not a big target in there, you know, for the season. And, you know, while promotion to the Premier League is massive, I know at Aston Villa that the FA Cup is big as well. And we didn't do it justice today.
Did some of the players disappoint you today?
Yeah, just the energy, the lack of energy, to be honest. You know, we didn't get outthought tactically. You know, I felt at times they were just crisper and more energetic than we were. And, you know, that was a disappointing thing for me. And it's the first time I've seen it.
Got to talk about Tammy Abraham again. 24 hours since we last spoke about him. Seems to be that he's closing on a move away from Wolves. Has he played his last game for Aston Villa?
I don't think so. You know, Tammy was in training yesterday. I believe he came to the game today, or he said he was coming to the game. I haven't seen him, but, you know, as far as I'm aware, I think I'll be the first one to know, or hope to be. And I've heard no difference, so I, you know, I fully expect him to be in training Monday.